David's Daily Devotional.
It's time for the Daily Devotional here on Worship Radio 247 online. We're looking at Psalm 145, and we're at verse 16. We've been looking at the entire psalm. And I love this psalm for many reasons. The greatest reason is, as far as I can see and as far as I know, in fact, I'm absolutely certain of this, this is the one particular psalm in all of the psalms that worships God in spirit and in truth from beginning to end. It doesn't stop. The whole psalm is talking about how wonderful God is and what God does for us and how truly magnificent he really is. All the way through it, David is not asking for one solitary thing. All he is doing, beloved, is worshiping. And if you ever wanted to worship and you had no worship music and you had no way of getting to Worship Radio 247 and you wanted to worship God, then just go to this psalm and read it out loud and read it to Almighty God out loud. That is worship. We're now at verse 16 and it says this: when you open your hand, you satisfy the hunger and thirst of every living thing. Let's have a look at another version. Let's have a look at the King James Version and see what it says. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. I love that. I love that so much. When you open your hand, Lord God Almighty, when your hand is open, you are satisfying the hunger and thirst of every living thing. And my prayer is this, beloved, that God's hand is permanently open and it never closes. Because the day that the Lord's hand closes is the day when we are seriously in trouble. I don't believe you or I will ever see that day. I don't think we're ever going to be in trouble because we are faithful to Almighty God and we follow him. We follow his precepts. As I was saying in the first hour, it is wonderful to know that we are royal priests. It is fantastic to know that we are chosen. Take that on board as you look at this particular verse. And you can link the two together, if you will. And you can link them very simply, because it's the truth. When you open your hand, Almighty God, you satisfy the hunger and thirst of every living thing. Let's have a look at verse 15. The eyes of all look to you in hope. You give them their food as they need it. That also is the truth. You see, beloved, we need to be fed. And I'm not talking now necessarily about physical food. I'm not necessarily talking about the food that we need to eat each and every day, three meals a day, if we can. I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is spiritual food, beloved. Spiritual food. What do I mean by spiritual food? Well, the Bible itself is the bread of life. The Bible itself contains so much nourishment. In 1 Peter, we've talked before about spiritual milk. We've talked before about solids. And I did an entire series called Going from Spiritual Milk to Solids. I did an entire six-part word, if you will. I can't think of any other word. I don't want to say preach particularly, but I did a six-part series from spiritual milk to solids. And there were six steps right there that we could go from spiritual milk through to solids. Let's just remind ourselves, if you go with me to Hebrews, I think it's the sixth chapter, and the second verse, let's see what it says. You don't need further instruction about baptisms, laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. Those were four of them. Instruction on baptism, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and the eternal judgment. We don't need to look at that now, because we've looked at that. We're looking, though, beloved, at spiritual food. As we were looking at spiritual milk, we're now looking at spiritual food. And we need to get this spiritual food whenever we possibly can. And this is why we love doing what we do here on Worship Radio 247. This is why we feel it's important that we look at not only worshipping God in spirit and in truth, but we look at the Word, because there needs to be a balance between the Word and also worship. There needs to be this fine balance. It's really, really important. It is no good just worshipping and nothing else. Because as you worship, you're not receiving rich food. You're not receiving the food that you need. And it's no good just having word and no worship. Because with word and no worship, where are you going to go? You're going to get all this food and you're going to get fatter and fatter and fatter and fatter. But then, what are you doing it for? There's no point. Why? Because you're not worshipping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's why there needs to be this wonderful fine balance between worship and word. And that's why we include both here on Worship Radio 247. We were thinking some time ago about doing an entire hour of word, and we were going to employ a couple of different ministries to come in and bring their sermons, if you like, bring their word. But then we thought better of it, and we thought we really need to be listening to what Almighty God says and what He wants to do. So this is why we continue to do what we do. We bring a word in the morning. In the first hour, we bring a word, the hour one nuggets, and then in the second hour, we bring the daily devotional, because then we get a balance of word and worship. When you open your hand, Almighty God, you suffer the hunger and thirst of every living thing. You suffer, why did I say suffer? I mean you satisfy the hunger and thirst of every living thing. Do you know what? Eating from the Word of God is so easy. Now, I want you to imagine this. You can go and prepare a meal. You can spend hours in the kitchen preparing a delicious meal for your family. And they sit down and they eat it in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it's gone. They might well say, thank you very much, that was great. And they are satisfied and they're happy. And they walk away with full tums. But you don't need to do that with the Word of God. All you got to do is open your Bible. Many times people have said to me, you know what, David, I open the Bible and I start reading God's Word and I don't understand a word. That is because you are not allowing the Holy Spirit to illuminate the Word for you. If you were to say to Almighty God, Father God, I want you to light this Word. As I read your Word, Lord, I want you to speak to me today with your Word. And let Him illuminate exactly what you're reading, so that you're not just reading from the dark. You can pick a verse. I'll tell you what, I'm going to do that right now. Let's see what happens. I'm just going to go there, there, and there. All right, I've just picked a word. Ezra, the 6th chapter, and verse 7. It says, do not disturb the construction of the temple of God. Let it be rebuilt on its original site, and do not hinder the governor of Judah and the elders of the Jews in their work. There you go, that's a word I just picked at random. Do not disturb the construction of the temple of God. Let it be rebuilt on the original site, and do not hinder the governor of Judah and the elders of the Jews in their work. Now, I just picked that out at random. And in the face of it, it means absolutely nothing. And it means nothing because we're not looking at that at this particular moment. Now, if the Lord were to take me there to that particular scripture, I would say to the Holy Spirit before we started, I would say, Holy Spirit, tell me what you need to tell me in this particular verse. What does it mean to me, Lord? Illuminate it, I pray in Jesus' mighty name. I'm going to play a piece of music right now. And as I play this music, I want you to think about what I've been saying, because I'm going to come back and talk more on this particular verse. This is Hillsong Music, and through it all, be blessed by this.
See you.
That's a Hillsong there, and Darlene Check and Let Creation Sing. I'm going to play that one again in a moment because it's so powerful. But I wanted to bring your attention to how important it is that we understand that we are fed by God's Word. It's no good just thinking that we are fed just because we happen to listen. We physically need to pick up the Bible, and we need to read it. We physically need to do that on a daily basis, beloved. It's all very well and good listening to different preachers preach their word. Different preachers will say different things. Some of them are brilliant. Some of them are not so very good. Some of them tell us how the word is. Some of them, they twist the word around to suit their own agenda. It is important that we find out for ourselves, beloved, by picking up the word of God and being fed by it. When you open your hand, you satisfy the hunger and thirst of every living thing. And I believe that when God opens his hand, the Bible is open for us as well. We can turn to Scripture and we can be blessed by it. We can turn to Scripture and know God's Word. We can turn to Scripture and hear the very voice of Almighty God as He speaks to us and tells us exactly what He wants us to do and what He wants us to know. Beloved, this is vital. And if you get nothing else from this particular word, then know this, that the Bible is the Word of God, the inspired Word of God. And also the Bible is the bread of life. And the one way to satisfy your hunger is to eat of the bread of life. I commend this word to you now. In the mighty, mighty name of the living God. Thank you, Lord. Let's worship him now in spirit.